Well, things have gotten pretty dramatic with the Texas legislature over the last few days, Bob. Let's start there.
Yeah, so the Texas legislature is in special session. We've talked about this a couple of times in the previous weeks, mainly to deal with a couple of issues that are very important to the Republican base that didn't get settled in the regular session, most notably trying to make great changes to how people vote in Texas. The Republicans have been favoring this and were pushing forward with the legislation. The Democrats were opposed. And when it became clear that the Republicans weren't going to entertain any amendments or there's nothing that the Democrats could do to stop them, most of the Democrats in the House of Representatives left Texas. They headed to Washington, D.C., to make it impossible for the legislature to have a quorum and, you know, temporarily derailing this. All of the El Pasoans in the legislature, all six of them, left the state and are in Washington, D.C. One of them is Representative Joe Moody, who's the highest-ranking El Pasoan in state government in many, many years. He had the position of Speaker Pro Tem, the number two position in the House. That position was stripped from him on Thursday by the Republican Speaker of the House as a result of him joining in this attempt to break the quorum.
What's next?
That's the great question. Governor Greg Abbott has said he'll just keep calling the legislature back into special session until this gets done. You know, at some point, all of these lawmakers have jobs, they have families. You know, Representative Moody works at a bank in El Paso. He has two young children. So eventually they're going to have to come home. Once they're back in Texas, they would be subject to arrest for violating or trying to break the quorum. So at some point, the Democrats' leverage is going to go away. Their hope is that they could get Congress to enact some legislation that would basically prevent the Republicans of Texas from what they're doing. But there's very little sign that they're going to be successful in that. At some point, they're going to have to come back to Texas. And the most likely outcome appears to be that the Republicans will pass this legislation that they want.
Well, let's get closer to home now. El Paso's city manager doing quite well.
Quite well financially, I suppose. His job performance might be a matter of some debate, but like most employees in any organization, city manager Tommy Gonzalez gets evaluated every year by his bosses, and his pay raise is determined by how he does on that evaluation, and he got a really good score based on some very limited documents that have been released, and that score entitled him to a 5% pay raise that'll bring his pay up to almost $400,000 a year. KVIA, one of the TV stations here, noted that he's making more money than city managers in larger cities like Phoenix. Part of the complication with this, you know, I think it would be typical for El Pasoans to think, is he doing his job? Why is he getting this raise? And they should be able to look at the evaluation documents to help determine whether they think their elected officials acted properly in granting this raise. But the city of El Paso, for the second year in a row, is trying to withhold those documents from the public. When they tried this a year ago, the attorney general said, no, you have to release these documents on the evaluation for the city manager and the city attorney. But the city government is trying this lack of transparency once again. So it will probably be several months before El Pasoans will get a chance to see these personnel evaluations that led to a very steep raise and a very, very high salary for the city manager, who's now making essentially what the president of the United States makes.
And were there any big surprises last time when you finally did get to see the documents?
Yeah, there was a lot of dispute between the mayor and the city council over how this came about. And that's what was kind of bottled up as they were trying to withhold it. We don't know this time, obviously, what's in those documents and whether there might be any surprises. But the Texas law, I think, is pretty clear on this. And I think the city government's going to have to release these documents. But it'll just take several months to go through the process. And I think citizens should, you know, make their voices heard on this.
Well, I know you'll let us know when that happens. And with the little bit of time we have left, congrats on the new digs.
Yeah, so El Paso Matters is occupying what I think is the newest newsroom in the United States. We moved in this week to our new newsroom at 500 West Overland in downtown El Paso. And so after a year and a half of operations, our team's finally all going to get together to work in one space. So we're really thrilled to hit this milestone.
Well, congratulations again, and thank you for the updates. You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, and have a great week.